6-3.
He might be one that's 5-5. People might overlook it. He could be a shocker today.
He sure could be, and he's going to have to take on Chase Brown to start his day off here. Chase Brown from Knoxville. Chase was a sectional champion last week, and he's really showed some promise. So, be a nice open session for conference round coming around between Knoxville and Sheraton to get the day started. The down is 20 pounds.
And the fourth charger, 12 pounds. Sheraton gets up to 85 as Taylor Good. From Knoxville, are in contract for today at Cullen. And all four of these Knoxville wrestlers on their home mat are looking for their first state tournament appearances. And 152-pound Phil Hollenrake, tremendous wrestler. I was shocked. I could have sworn he's been in the state tournament before, but I looked. Everything I could look at, he's looking for his first state tournament.
He was a qualifier last year.
But he is a senior, 34-5 on the year. 168-pound senior, Cody Ray Smith. 170, Cody Meyer. He was a sectional champion. He's a junior. And at 220, Travis mentioned, Chase Bellin, sectional champion a week ago at 47 for the National Panthers.
Cody Ray Smith, I want to touch on that matchup. Here it is, our first matchup. He's going to be taking on number 2 ACM last time. Cody Ray's going to have to come to this mat where he's got his lock loaded there, because he's got a real tough matchup here in his first round here today.
How about the BCM Mustang? They bring 8 wrestlers to the district today, and a lot of youth in the BCM lineup, which is very, very exciting for Mustang fans. 106 pounds, freshman Landon Benson, run out of the sectionals, 37-7 on the year. A sophomore, Peyton Drake, at 113, ranked 6th in the state, 39-3, that's at Burnt Up 113. Bracket track that we highlighted a little earlier. And looking at first round matchup, number 6 and number 4 of Peyton Drake KCM, taking on that prospect of Brunel in the first round of 113-pound bracket. At 146, a senior Chase Sharp, sectional champion. KCM actually had 6 sectional champions last weekend, and their team ranked 7th on the season as a dual team, and they made it to the regional finals, and regional dual finals on Tuesday night, where they came up short to Williamsburg, who is the team that advances on to the state dual on Wednesday. We've got Kobe Turner at 148, another freshman. Wes Cummings, a junior at 160. He's ranked 2nd in the state, 44-2, sectional champion. He was a state qualifier back in 2016. Very talented wrestler for the PCM Mustangs. As is Lucas Rowland at 170, a junior. Also ranked 2nd in the state, 43-1, sectional champion. Two-time place winner at state. He was 5th last year, 7th in 2016. At 182, junior Jaron Pausch, ranked 7th in the state. He's a two-time qualifier. He's looking to get on the podium and bring home a medal for the first time. And then at 195 for the BCM Mustangs, Noah Anderson, a senior, a sectional runner-up last week to get to this meet today. Williamsburg, well, I tell you what, you saw them last week, Travis, on their home mat, and they really represented well. They bring 10 wrestlers to the district today. They've got number 1 ranked kid, number 4 ranked kid, number 7 ranked kid. They are as tough as they come.
Yeah, and they showed it last weekend too, you know, and then showing it again this week, and winning the regional duels to qualify for the title.
So we're going through all the Williamsburg wrestlers right now. You're here in town today, but number 1 ranked at 113 pounds, like you said, Grayson Chesterton, 43-2. He is defending state champion. Last year he was a qualifier as well in 2015 and 16. Did not place those 2 years, and then went out and grabbed the championship last year. He's hungry for another one.
Yeah, you guys are listening in. You're going to hear us talk a lot about this 113-pound weight class. If you had a bracket in front of you and you was looking at it right now, there's 162 compiled wins to 7 losses in that bracket.
Wow.
That's amazing. Is that not something to look at?
Holy cow. Number 4 ranked, Jalen Schropp at 126 pounds for Williamsburg. He was a qualifier last year and did not place, but he's 45-2 as a sophomore. And then the other ranked Williamsburg wrestler ranked 7th at 195 pounds, Josh Pollock, a senior, who comes in at 40-4. Van Meter is here. They bring 8 wrestlers to the district. South Tama brings 6. Grinnell, Bondurant, Farrar, and North Polk each have 3 wrestlers represented here today. Seidel brings 2 wrestlers. Those are the other teams that are in this district today. And a couple other highlight wrestlers I just want to talk about quickly. Let's see here. We've got for Van Meter at 152 pounds, we've got Caleb, is it Swallow, I believe?
Caleb Swalla,
a sophomore. He's ranked 8th at 132 pounds from South Tama. Brady Fitz, a senior, ranked 5th, two-time state place winner, 6th in 2016, 7th in 2017. 138 pounds for South Tama. Tanner Probasco, a senior, undefeated, 24-0. He's ranked 4th. And then at 152 pounds, you've got Isaac Judge, a senior from South Tama, ranked number 1 in the state champion last year, third in 2016, 42-2 on the season. He's going to be fun to watch as well at 152 pounds for the South Tama Trojans. And then at 182, also for South Tama, Dalton Rosenberg, ranked 8th in the state. So those are some of the highlight key wrestlers that we'll be watching closely today and updating you on with our live coverage throughout the day right here on Thunder Country, 96.7 FM KIIC. You can also, of course, follow along anywhere using the Thunder Country app on your mobile device. So if you don't have that yet, just go to your app store, search out Thunder Country KIIC. It's a quick, easy, free download, and you can get crystal clear, high-fidelity audio wherever you are on your mobile devices right here from Knoxville High School. We want to let you know we'll also be bringing you updates with Jay Mill, Joe Millage, on some other district action around the state today that concerns our local area. We've got Pleasantville, Class 1A. Pekin and Sigourney Kyoto are there. They both did very well last week in the sectionals. Also, some updates coming your way from Fairfield today from some district action there as well. So it's a busy day of wrestling, Travis, and it's the most exciting time of the year for us wrestling fans right now.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, you're listening live to the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth here from Knoxville High School. Class 2A District 6 action coming to you live all day right here on Thunder Country KIIC with Travis Capital. I'm Jamie Crockett. Our coverage today brought to you by the Albion Brewing Company, Albion IV, also the Albion Schools, American Family Insurance, Bill Griffin, and Belzer Equipment. We'll be back, and when we come back, Joe Millage will be mat side. Albion head wrestling coach. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
The Case Against the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We are Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC. Contact Purchase Concrete for all of your concrete jobs, from a patio to a driveway to a basement. Purchase Concrete can help you with all of it. Call Purchase Concrete today at 641-799-5586. That's Purchase Concrete at 641-799-5586.
Call the Albion Brewing Company to dine in or carry out pizzas made from scratch. Try the Crab Rangoon or the ultimate pizza made with 50% bacon and 50% beef. Call 932-4085.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albion and Oswego, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Amy, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
You're underway these days. So is your power. Nowadays, some of us take electricity for granted, but no matter where you go, you expect it to follow. And it does. It's there because your electric co-op is here. Learn more about the Power of Your Co-op membership at TogetherWeSave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Hi, it's Ryan Ammons with United Country Real Estate, and I'm excited to announce we moved to our new location, 1010 South 10th Street in Albion, Iowa. We'd be happy for you stopping to our new home and assist you in finding your new home or next one. We want to encourage all our athletes to do your best, and you'll find success.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albion, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us, or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
This is Albion Sports on Thunder Country.
All right, we are back live, high fidelity here from Knoxville High School, Class 2A District 6 Wrestling, coming your way today here on Thunder Country. Alongside Travis Capital, I'm Jamie Brocklin. Let's go down Mass side right now. Joe Millage had a chance to catch up with Albion head coach Dave Winger. Let's see what Coach Winger had to say about today's district wrestling action for the Albion Demons.
Down here at Knoxville, and we're talking with Coach Dave Winger. And Dave, Jason Summers is in Hawaii. Joe Sinclair in Florida. Ron Terpstra is in Cancun we've got the B team today, but you've got your A team out of the match today.
Yeah, we do, which is good. Maybe you and I can go someplace warm next week. So, and when they get back, then they can suffer with the snow a little bit. But it's good to be in a warm gym. So I would rather be in a warm gym on a February weekend anyway. So, Joe and Jason can listen on the radio. So we're going to experience it. So that's good.
And they'll be listening, I'm sure, because the signal goes all around the world. In fact, your family, a couple things on the weather. Your family was going to be here today, and they'll probably have to be listening remotely as well.
Yeah, they always do. And you know, the thing about families, you know, they go unnoticed quite a bit. And my family's great. They support my career, and it's awesome. So my sister's coming back, and her husband from Indiana, and my mom back from Nebraska. So that's about halfway, I think, Wells Fargo Arena, so I can't think of a better place to meet.
Well, it's interesting. We talk about the weather with your family, but it's interesting even just with weigh-ins earlier this morning, something I didn't know. You can have some allowances because you got out of school early yesterday. I had no idea you get allowances because of that.
Yeah, wrestlers right around Christmas time, their favorite Christmas gift is a 2-pound allowance, and it's a growth allowance. So yesterday, with us being out of school at 1 o'clock, we weren't able to practice, so we had to report that to the state, and all teams get an additional pound. So Aiden Reeves, for instance, could weigh 123 this morning, so which he never needs it. So he's in wrestling shape right now, so he really doesn't cut much weight. But it's interesting how these rules work, and the state usually does a really good job of helping the kids out, because weight cutting obviously can get in the way of stuff sometimes.
The 1-pound allowance because you guys couldn't practice yesterday because you got out of school early.
That's correct. So, Eddie Vaughn and us were the only two, as far as I know, but everybody gets the 3rd pound. So I'm sure maybe I need to pass the bucket around and take some donations for that. So thanks, Mr. Call. Maybe you can make me a couple bucks.
Very interesting. Just when you think you've kind of learned about everything about wrestling, the weigh-ins are obviously interesting. Aiden, right at the number 122, which is where he could be. He had the 123 allowance there, but he was right on the money this morning in weigh-ins. Well, what else do we know about Aiden this morning as we talk about, 120 is going to be up early today, and his first opponent, he's going to get Bondurant Farrar.
Yeah, I know that Aiden's on a mission. He always has been. The kid's mind, it's just all about wrestling, so 24/7, and he shines when the lights are bright, and obviously as the weeks tick off, the lights will get brighter. So I really enjoy watching him wrestle this time of year, and he knows what's at stake. So we've talked about a few things that we need to be in control of, but other than that, I feel real good about where he's at. His health is good, his conditioning is good, and his mind's good, and I think that's the most important thing right now is having a fresh mind. So he'll be fun to watch.
Absolutely. And Ben Mason, his first opponent this morning is going to be Van Meter on the mat here at 195, and he's ready to go too.
Yeah, he is, and that's quite a story. If I were to write a story about Ben Mason, a kid that came out for wrestling as an 8th grader and has just done the right things throughout his career to put himself in position where we are today. He's a guy that I'm going to be talking about for a long time, as long as I'm coaching, actually. For those kids that are sitting in class and doing nothing in the winter, and when I poke and prod them a little bit about coming out for wrestling, they'll say it's too late, and I'll tell them the story of Ben Mason. So, and we've got some other kids that we can put in that boat as well, but I'm just... As Jason's listening right now, he knows how much I care about Ben and the energy that we've put toward qualifying him for the state tournament, and so my gut's kind of rolling a little bit. I'm generally pretty even keel, but when Ben hits the mat here, it's gonna be tough for me. So hopefully he pulls through, and I think he's ready to go. And so when you're calling that match, you can kind of think about what's going on in the corner. I'm really rooting for Ben.
Class 2A District 6 here at Knoxville. We've got some great teams. Williamsburg bringing several PCM We're bringing two in, hope to get two out, but this is a tough district.
It is, and, you know, we put in the work last week, and, you know, here's the thing about it, Joe. All week long, I've had to answer the question, what happened? And we're kind of spoiled. You know, we're spoiled. We've really had some good and strung some good years together. And I'll tell you what happened. They were better than us, and we just need to do better. So the thing about it is, we've got two quality kids. Now, in the past, we may have qualified 8, 9, 10 kids to districts, and we've spent, you know, sent three or four on. So sometimes it's okay to bring two and to send two versus bringing 10 and sending four on. So, you got to put it into perspective. We've got two really good kids here. We've got two really good chances of sending kids on. And to be real honest with you, the thing that made me feel a little bit better is that we got two state medals last year. So then we've got two kids that are still eligible for that state medal. So we're really not a big step off of where we were last year, although this week maybe we are, but as we move forward, I'm really encouraged about our chances. So,
well, we're proud of you, Coach, and you know, some of those photographs made last year when he made it all the way to the end of the clock and won that one. We're just thrilled to be here today and to have this opportunity. And you know, it gives you the opportunity as a coach to focus on the two you brought.
Absolutely, and it's a lot less stressful. But I really would like to have the stress, but it's a lot less stressful. But yeah, and those photographs, I've got them hanging in my office. I look at them every single day. So when times are tough, it goes a long ways when you look at a photograph. So, but I told him the other day that I'm ready to put some new ones up. So we're focusing on that. I talked about that with Ben yesterday. We need to visualize success. So I told Ben that I need to replace one of these pictures, and I was hoping that he would be on one of those. So that's going to be written today. So we'll see how it works out.
Well, we need to let you go because Aiden's going to be up here fairly soon at $1.20. And Coach, thanks for talking with us, and shout out to the family listening right now here right before we get underway and clear the mats.
Yeah, and I also, Jeff Beal, Coach Beal isn't with us today. He lost his mother, and we're dedicating the day to him. And obviously, he loves these kids, and he can't be with us today. So shout out to Coach Beal and his family, and also Zach Sohn and the Poe family. Zach's recovering from an illness, and we're wrestling for those two today. So sounds like Zach's making a comeback here. So I'm going to get him on the mat here in a couple weeks and see what he's got.
Coach, I know just down the road here at Eddyville, we're going to talk to Coach Little here after the commercial break, but Tyler and Sage and Mr. Hanna will, I know you'll be rooting for some of the other wrestlers that you know very well.
Yeah, we're bitter rivals during the year, and Tyler's in our 120 bracket. We won't be rooting for him if we have to wrestle him, but we do have to, we do stick pretty close together, and I appreciate Coach Little a lot. We talk a lot, more than what you guys know. We talk a lot. We've formed a pretty good relationship, and it's not always been that way with Eddyville and Albia. So I appreciate those guys a lot. I don't root for them when we wrestle them, but I definitely do this time of year. So we'll have a good time.
Well, Jamie and Travis will have the call here coming up in just a little bit. And when we come back, we'll talk to Coach Little and the three wrestlers he's got down the mats today as districts get underway in just a couple minutes here live in Knoxville.
Streaming available at KIICradio.com.
When you discovered something you truly love, did you start a company so you could share that love with everyone? Well, that's how Green Mountain Grill came about. By the love of grilling on a wood fire, Green Mountain Grills were born. They're now top of the line, best of the best, and not overpriced. And to top all that off, they also believe in providing the best customer service around if you need anything. Get your own Green Mountain Grill at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, and you'll soon see what there is to love about grilling on a wood fire. Bluff Creek Archery for your Green Mountain Grill and wood pellets.
call the Albia Brewing Company to dine in or carry out pizzas made from scratch. From the Meat Lovers, Buffalo Chicken, or the Margarita Pizza, call 932-4085.
Don't get hit by a ton of bricks this tax season. Let Boyle & Henderson help you file your personal or business returns. We offer tax preparation and full-service payroll and bookkeeping services with offices located in Albia and Oskaloosa. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 at Boyle & Henderson to see how they can help you.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
All right, we're back live in Knoxville, Class 2A District 6 action here on Thunder Country KIIC. Let's check in with Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont head wrestling coach Brett Little and see what he thinks about the Rockets today.
Back down here on the mats, mat side at Knoxville, Class 2A District 6 districts. And, Coach, this is where the rubber meets the road. You've got three wrestlers here today, and this is going to get interesting real fast.
Very quick. Boys better figure out where their effort is from last weekend to this weekend, or we won't get anybody.
You know, I just learned a little bit ago, because you guys got out early yesterday as well. You get a little bit of allowance, but did you need it this morning on weigh-ins?
No, we were fine weight-wise.
Tell me how Tyler and Alex and Sage are all doing mentally. Are they ready for this conference district today?
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot with those three. You know, there was a little frustration from last weekend's performance overall as a team. You know, a lot of that just isn't a talent issue or things like that. It just comes down to two guys want something when you stand across from each other. And right now at this time of the year, the guy that wants it the most is the one that's going to win. You know, so a lot of the conversations we've had this week with those three have been focused on that, trying to prevent another disaster from last weekend not happening this weekend.
Talking with Coach Brett Little, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, a familiar voice here on Thunder Country during wrestling season. And, Coach, you've seen the matchups here. You know some of these other wrestlers. Obviously, at 120, you're familiar. But what does it look like today for the matchups?
I think as long as we execute game plans and wrestle to our ability or whatever, we qualify three. You know, that being said, last weekend I was thinking six or seven, and that didn't happen, so my crystal ball might have a crack in it or something right now as well.
Well, you had some real tough competition, Williamsburg and PCM having an up year this year, but as I was talking with Coach Wingers a little bit ago, when you got three, you can focus on three.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%. You know, there was a balance for me last Saturday, as disappointed as what I was in the overall result. You know, you still have to live for the next day or focus on the positives that came out of that as well. You know, these three guys have an opportunity to still be state champs, to punch their ticket or whatever, and that's where my main focus is, or the program's main focus right now. But, you know, there's some soul searching that needs to be done within our program and within our guys. Not living off of past success that other people have created for us, and you know, carving their own path, owning what they want. It's pretty hard to make 50% deposits throughout a year and then try to withdraw 100 sectional morning. You know,
it sounds like that's what's the message that you've had this week to the kids.
Yes, yeah, 100%. So qualifier, non-qualifier. You know, I told all the boys that didn't qualify that next year started Saturday night. You know, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed as a coach. I was embarrassed for our program, our fans, our administration. You know, I love those kids to death. We're better than that, and you know, I expect more than that. I'll accept responsibility for whatever part I played in that, or whatever blame can fall onto my shoulders. But it's got to go both ways as well. I mean, the boys need to do some self-evaluating of their own as well, and hopefully working together, we can make sure that we don't experience another day like that again.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Well, they're getting ready to sing the national anthem right now. We will play the match. Are you ready for wrestling next?
Hi, it's Ryan Ammons with United Country Real Estate, and I'm excited to announce we've moved to our new location, 1010 South Clinton Street in Albia, Iowa. We'd be happy for you to stop into our new home and assist you in finding your new home or next farm. We want to encourage all our athletes to do your best, and you'll find success.
This is
on the state tournament next week. Third place, fourth place will become fifth.
Joe, coming out here from Montana, Florida, is going to be Colbert. Colby, the number five ranked kid in the state, won the sectional last weekend. He's going to be taking on Caden Grip from Williamsburg, runner-up from Williamsburg sectional. He was at last weekend.
All right. And the other man will be Landon Spencer, a freshman from PCM, and Renelle Dalton-Gosling.
Yeah, guys,
simultaneously.
Yeah, guys, like that, won the sectional at Williamsburg last weekend, and taking on the talented freshman, Landon Fenwick, 37-7.
All right, this update brought to you by Dan and Pat Johnson. Mason Dye from Sigourney, Keota gets the quick win here early in Pleasantville, 6-2 over Drew Kelso at Southeast Warren. Of course, these are quarterfinals. Again, Mason Dye, Sigourney, Keota, the 16th victory over Drew Kelso at Southeast Warren. That is great class goal for Keota. And Martin is on the map for Moravia, and we'll get you a scoring update here soon on Martin. Back to you guys in the Sinclair broadcast booth in Knoxville.
All right, thank you very much for the update. Joel Millers will be keeping up today on district action in Pleasantville and in Fairfield, as well as our live coverage from Knoxville here today, Class 2A District 6. Live coverage being brought to you by Benton Place, Bluff Creek Archery, and Boyle and Henderson PC, alongside Travis Amino. I'm Jamie Brock, and we're filling in for Joe Sinclair and Jason. And I'll tell you right now, I'm no Joe Sinclair. I'll do the best that I can. But as Joe always says, if you're tuning in for that awesome Thunder Country music, you're listening right now to live wrestling action from Knoxville High School, Class 2A District 6, just underway at 106 pounds. No score on either mat yet. We're about a minute into each match.
Yeah, and these two wrestlers over here, Dave and Bob and Bona Raffer, pulling each other out, just really trying to get a reach here and work an angle. Gosling from Williamsburg's been doing a nice job trying to work that 2-on-1 on number 5, right, Kobe Lilligard, but Lilligard's doing a good job of wiping that away, and now Lilligard in on a good single leg shot, drops down, gets a two-point takedown. Lilligard now up on has 2-0. 15 seconds left to go here in the first period. Okay, that's all you got going on PCM.
Nice takedown there, and then over here with Lilligard and Grip. No score, 13 seconds to go in the opening period. Both wrestlers still on their feet, locked up right in the center of the mat. Feeling each other out. Nobody really showing much offensive action yet as that first frame winds down over here on mat number one.
First frame comes down in here on mat number two with Lilligard, Bonner, throwing out in front of Grip. Gosling, 2-0. Lilligard wins the toss. Lex to go to the down position on the start on the bottom here.
Coverage today brought to you by Zapital Spraying Service this second period. Zapital Spraying Service in Albia for all your custom spraying applications, from herbicides to insecticides. Zapital Spraying Service will feed the soil for optimum growth of your crops and control the weeds and insects that ruin your bottom line. Give my friend Travis a call, 641-777-5916. Zapital Spraying Service. Proud to be on board for our wrestling coverage.
15 seconds in there, second period here, and Lilligard Bomber after all, works a stand-up, gets his escape, and just brought that in on a double leg, ducks, feels like he cut his butt, and 2-point takedown, 5-0 in the eight.
Looking for a cradle right now, as he's trying to get that work, and Colby Lilligard upon the cradle, cradle locked up, and there's the fall.
Colby, in 2:32.
Colby Lilligard, a Bondurant Ferrara, gets the call. 2 minutes and 32 seconds. Open record is 14-4. The number 5 ranked wrestler moves into the semifinals for Bondurant Ferrara.
Hinton from PCM doing a good job over there on that number 2 of Ryan Gosling here in the second period. Still 0-0 the score.
That's a tight match there. Again, not much action in the opening period. And here in the second period, as you said, good riding job on top by PCM's Landon Fenton, the freshman.
Here's a 113-pound matchup coming up here on mat number one. And this is going to be Peyton Drake, number 6, right? Sticking up the wrestler's stick. And back to number 4, right? Wrestling is still keeping an eye on this one for us, Jamie.
Yeah, we're just putting in all 4 wrestlers in the 113-pound bracket on our leg. 1st, 4th, 6th, and 8th. Number 6, number 4, going at it right now.
That's a nice job.
Yeah, great
under. Gets the takedown. He's out front of Peyton Drake now. Rock back out front, 2-0. A minute 30 to go here in the first period.
And he's in fighting position as they work their way up on. Back in with the other mat. 26 seconds to go. Second period at 106, 9 and 10 PCM. And Gosling for now. No scoring. And Gosling up looking for the escape. Trying to turn it into a three-point move and get the takedown along with it. Hasn't got any points awarded yet.
As Fenton doing a good job hanging on to the bottom.
He's playing a cradle lock. Yeah, now he's on the cradle, but time runs out.
Wow, what a fury of action there at the end of the second period there, Jamie Brockman.
Still no score as they go to the third period at 160 pounds. Right up at the PCM from Gosling, and third period is going to be brought to you by Sharon Issues, Oakwood Specialty Care, Sheridan Valley Electric, Centerville Partners. It's made the first period lead.
Minute 20 to go here in the first period on the mat number one.
Let's go to Joe Miller real quick for an update on 1A district action in Pleasantville.
All right, this update brought to you by Jody McCoy, hometown realty. Let Jody McCoy help you find your dream home. It's a good start here for Centerville over in Fairfield as Matt Lewis gets the win. He's just a freshman at weight class 106, 37-1 on the air. He gets his win over Davenport Assumption. But we're not done with Centerville as Jen Obana pins his West Burlington Notre Dame opponent. So Nate advances, weight class 113, and Caden Kozlerich right now, weight class 126. As Centerville brings three wrestlers, gentlemen, and it looks like Caden, I think, just won his match over Clear Creek Amana. I'll also mention that Will Martin of Moravia gets the win over Cody Strang of Montezuma at weight class 113. So good start here for Moravia and Centerville. As earlier we mentioned that Mason Dye of Sigourney Keota gets his victory over Drew Kelso of Southeast Warren. Let's go back live to the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth in Knoxville.
All right, thank you very much, Jay Mill, for the update on 1A action in Pleasantville. So back to the 106 mat, 44 seconds to go, third period, still no score. And I tell you what, Fenton is really, or Gosling, rather, Grinnell is really working Fenton on the top, riding, but he's, don't flop that, it is Gosling on top and still unable to score. Now, here comes Fenton up to his feet. Gosling breaks him back down to the mat. No escape there for Fenton. Fast and furious action over here at the 113 between number six and number four.
10 seconds left to go, and Peyton Drake from Prairie City Monroe got the escape and then got a takedown, and he's up now 3-2 as the first period comes to an end. Peyton Drake, Prairie City Monroe, up 3-2 over Brock Beck of Grinnell.
Meanwhile, out of bounds over on mat one. Just 15 seconds to go in the first period. No score between Fenton and Gosling at 106 pounds.
Peyton Drake, PCM's going to start in the down position here to start the second period.
And we go back to Fenton and Gosling. Fenton will be down. Gosling still riding. Oh, here he's getting the count. A reversal there by Fenton. So the count started for Gosling, and then Fenton explodes with a reverse right at the end and gets the 2 points and wins. What a finish by Landon Fenton of PCM. He goes to the semifinals.
Minute 45 to go here in the second period. Peyton Drake, Prairie City Monroe, Rock Beck, Grinnell. Fenton Drake gets the escape. He's up now 4-2. Wrestlers on the edge of the mat here. Out of bounds, we're going to go.
Tough loss there for Dalton Gosling of Grinnell. So we go to the other 113-pound quarterfinal. Number one ranked, Grayson Kesterson of Williamsburg. And number eight ranked, Colby Riederholt of Van Meter. Going to go head-to-head right now on mat number one as the whistle blows. That match is underway. It's brought to you by Albia Brewing Company, Albia Hy-Vee, and Albia Schools.
We could see two of these guys wrestling on Saturday night, Jamie.
Absolutely. So all four of our hotshot 113-pounders are on the mat right now. 4-0 over on mat number two. And update me, who's ahead on that one again?
Yeah, Peyton Drake, Prairie City Monroe's out in front 4-2 over Brock Beck.
4-2.
Wrestlers are on their feet, minute to go.
30 seconds in on mat number one, no score yet. However, Van Meter, Wiederholt, the hold of the left leg and ankle. They're going to call a stalemate there as that one was going nowhere. So they'll break the action, come back standing. A minute 18 to go in the opening period.
Peyton Drake does a nice job here trying to hit a duck on her. Brock Beck sprawls out off the edge of the mat. We're going to go right back to the center. 39 seconds to go. Peyton Drake still out in front, 4-2 over Brock Beck of Grinnell. Underway here.
front. Colby Wiederholt, number 8 ranked from Van Meter, not backing down to the number 1 ranked Grayson Kesterson at all. They got a good fight going as they go out of bounds again. 54 seconds to go, first period, no score, still neutral.
Wiederholt's bringing the offense over there, it looks to me like. He's had two or three nice good shots, but Kesterson doing a nice job of sprawling out, wizarding out of him. And lots of action here at the 113 pounds.
Nice flurry there. There was a duck under and then a quick standing switch attempt, but back up to the feet, no score. 35 seconds to go, first period. Number 1 ranked, Grayson. Hold a Van Meter, trying to punch their ticket to the semifinals. Wrestling action coming your way live. High fidelity here on Thunder Country, 96.7 KIIC. Glad to have you with us today, wherever you may be listening. Alongside Travis Zapital, I'm Jamie Brockman. I want to give a shout out to Jason and Joe. They're in much warmer territory. But I'm sure listening in this afternoon, they don't want to miss a second of the action.
Yeah, underway here in the third period. Big Drake in on a nice shot. Brock Beck does a nice job sprawling off the edge of the mat. Big Drake really bringing the offense here to start the third period as he's out in front 4-2. Oh, Beck's in on a nice little fireman's carry. Reed's going to dump. He's going to dump Drake to his butt. Going to get the 2-point takedown. 4-4 now tied up. Minute 40 to go here in the third period.
Number 4 ranked Brock Beck of Grinnell. Number 6 ranked Peyton Drake of PCM. Two sophomores battling it out here. A minute 30 to go in the third period.
Beck trying to lock up a cradle now. He's got that outside cradle locked up. Now if he can just cast over and fly it. But Peyton Drake does a nice job. Breaks out of that cradle. Trying to come up to his feet here. What's going on over there on mat number 2?
Well, we had a blood time and then back to action. And then the headgear came off. So a stop of the action. And Van Meter's Colby Wiederholt reattached with the headgear. And they're still neutral. No score. 25 seconds of counting to go. First period back to action on mat 1 as they lock up center mat.
Let's send it to Pleasantville for a live update.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. We'll get right back to you. This update brought to you by Crazy Metal Art. They specialize in creating decorative metal art for your home, office, or yard. We already told you Mason Dye from Sigourney, Kyoto wins his semifinal match. Will Martin gets a victory 7-0 over his Montezuma opponent. So, Moravia advances at weight class 113 to the finals. Matt Lewis, real quick, with Centerville over Davenport Assumption. All three Centerville wrestlers so far win in the first round. Caden Kozlerich, we haven't updated you on this one yet. He pins his Clear Creek Amana opponent at 126. And we mentioned just a little bit ago that Nate Gerbana pins his West Burlington Notre Dame opponent at 113. So good start here for Centerville. Let's go back live to the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth, Jamie.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe Millage. So an escape for PCM Peyton Drake. And he leads now 5-4 as they start the third period. And over on mat number 1, they start the second period. And Kesterson of Williamsburg gets the escape as Van Meter basically gave him the escape there, wanted to be on the feet.
And then
got the takedown.
Yeah, Wiederholt from Van Meter took him down.
Wiederholt,
to go.
Number 8 ranked, going up against number 1 defending state champion Grayson Kesterson of Williamsburg, and he's taking it to him. He leaves it 2-1. A minute 25 to go in that second period. Kesterson, defending state champion. He's a 3-time qualifier, 43-2 on the year, number 1 ranked. And he's behind 2-1 with a minute 24. There he gets the escape to even it up. From the bottom, 2-2, a minute 19 to go, second period, back on the feet.
A little blood time out over here at Peyton Drake and Brock Beck, and Peyton Drake from Prairie City Monroe got the escape, but got called for stalling. So he's up 5-4, but he has been warned for stalling. Wrestlers on the feet, 34 seconds to go here in the first period. Beck in on a nice Kelly maneuver, gets around behind, gets the 2-point takedown. He's out in front now, 6-5, with 26 seconds left to go here at the 113-pound action.
Big move there by Beck from Grinnell, and now can he ride him out for the final 20 seconds and move on to the semifinals? Brock Beck, number 4 ranked from Grinnell, trying to pull the upset. Peyton Drake, number 6 ranked from PCM, down to 10 seconds. Up to the base position is Beck, and then we got to stop.
Beck's going to get called for stalling there on that. So now both wrestlers are getting warned for stalling with 6 seconds left to go. 5-6.
All right, we're going to keep it right here on
Brock
the map.
Out in front.
For the final 6 seconds. Beck will be riding for
Beck
Grinnell.
Covers.
gets the leg in here, 2-1, and time's going to expire, and Brock Beck is going to get the win, and he's going to advance to the finals, and he will be taking on the winner of Grayson Kesterson or Colby Wiedermert from Van Meter.
And right now it is 4-2. I believe Kesterson is on top as he got a takedown there and now is riding as the second period comes to an end. So it is number one ranked defending champion Grayson Kesterson of Williamsburg leading number eight ranked Colby Wiederholt of Van Meter 4-2 as they go into the third period.
Eddieville fans, Tyler Langrebe coming out here taking the mat here at 120 pounds. He'll be taking on Zane Dodson from Van Meter.
We'll bring you action on that, Rocket Nation. As again, we're now in the third period on mat one, number one and number eight. Trying to pull the big upset, Colby Wiederholt. He's been the aggressor in this match.
Yeah, he sure has. He's shown a lot of offense and really been going right after the number one, Grayson Kesterson.
Kesterson doing a great job of riding him here, though, in the third period, the first 30 seconds. He's got him flattened out. He's got the legs locked in around the waist. All that body weight on the upper body of Wiederholt of Van Meter, and just has him flattened out like a pancake right now with a minute 15 to go in the third period. He's going to have to try to turn him here, though, Travis, or they might give him a stall call. He's got to be a little careful here. As the clock down to a minute to go in the third period now, and now you see Kesterson start to work his arm in there and look for a turn as they slide their way out of bounds.
Yep, underway here over here on mat number one is Tyler Langrebe in on a single leg shot. His opponent, Zane Dodson, does a nice job sprawling back to their feet on the edge of the mat, out of bounds, going to head back to the center and reset.
Albia fans, there's a minute, two left to go on the other mat at 113 pounds, and then it'll be number one ranked undefeated defending state champion Aiden Reeves coming up in just moments. Here on Thunder Country at 120 pounds.
Back underway here, minute 15 to go in the opening period. 0-0 score, Tyler Langrebe, EBF, taking on Zane Dodson of Van Meter. Langrebe trying to work an angle here. Kind of got some two-on-one hand control over Dodson. Now Langrebe in on a nice little shot there. Dodson does a nice job sprawling out of it. Back on their feet we go. Wrestlers get some separation, working here on the edge of the mat. Now Dodson in on a single double leg shot on the edge. Out of bounds we go. Back to the center.
Good shot, but right on the edge of the mat there. So back to the center, neutral position. 51 seconds to go, no score. Langrebe, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
Okay, Kesterson had Wiederholt on his back there and got three near fall points. Now Kesterson's out in front, 7-2.
Yeah, he's in control now, 7-2 with just 10 seconds to go in the match. Looks like number one ranked Grayson Kesterson of Williamsburg will survive a fierce effort by Van Meter's Colby Wiederholt. So Kesterson into the semifinals where he'll face number four ranked Brock Beck of Grinnell.
It's going to be a repeat of last week's sectional championship.
7-2 is your final.
15 seconds left to go here with Tyler Langrebe. Still 0-0 score. Both wrestlers on their feet here dancing around. Now Dodson in on a shot. Langrebe does a nice job dropping down, sprawling out. Got front headlock control now. If he can just get around behind Dodson or Van Meter and get the 2 points, but time's going to expire and 0-0 as we go into the second period.
And here we go on mat one, Albia fans. Your number one ranked defending state champion, Aiden Reeves. Quick takedown leads 2-0. Very quick action for Aiden Reeves over Kanan Ekstrom of Von Durant Farrar. So yeah, in the riding position now going to work is Aiden Reeves.
Real quick on that double leg takedown, just kind of a bulldogged him right down, and now he's trying to work a tilt combination.
And this match of Aiden Reeves brought to you by Double D Repair.
Start the second period here. We got Tyler Langrebe starting in the top position. His opponent, Zane Dodson, tries to hit a stand-up, but Langrebe throws him to his back and gets a two count, gets a two-point near fall. Now Langrebe out in front, 2-0 over Zane Dodson.
Watching Aiden Reeves now still leading 2-0, riding. And he's going to release him here and give up the escape. He wants to be on his feet, unable to turn him at this point. So he lets him go. 2-1, Reeves on top.
Nobody in the state better than Aiden Reeves on their feet right now at this point in time in the year.
Front headlock spins around behind, makes it look easy. Take down Aiden Reeves, releases him again, 4-2.
Never has been taken down one time this year, Jamie Brock.
Oh, what a beautiful duck under takedown there by Reeves. It's a takedown clinic right now by number one ranked Aiden Reeves, 6-2. He releases him again on the edge of the mat. Out of bounds, back to the center, 6-3. Reeves in control, 40 seconds to go, first period. And this Albia action is brought to you by Dan and Pat Johnson, also by Double D Repair.
Tyler Langreib now gets reversed here right on the edge of the mat. Now he's tied up 2-2 as Zane Dodson gets the reversal. Aiden Reeves now, he's got his opponent in a tilt position. He's got the 5 count now. That's a 3 more near fall points racked up for Aiden Reeves. He's going to be out in front now 11-3 with 15 seconds left to go here in the first period. Got a little discrepancy in the call here as Coach Little runs over to the scores table trying to get a explanation on how that 2 points was awarded.
Reeves in control now, 11-3 as he just worked the tilt. Got 3 more near fall at the end of the first period. 14-3 after one period. Aiden Reeves in control at 120 pounds over Bondurant Ferrara's Kanan Ekstrom.
Now they're going to take away the 2 points off of Zane Dodson here, so Langreib still out in front 2-0. But I think that they probably should give him the escape. Just in my opinion, from way up here up on top of the mat.
Another turn here by Reeves, getting more back points as the count is on.
That's going to be a tech fall right there.
Yep, that's going to be 3 near fall, and it'll take it
19-3,
and that will end it. What an impressive first round by Aiden Reeves. He's into the semifinals, Albia fans. 19-3 tech fall domination for number one ranked undefeated Aiden Reeves as he goes to 45-0 on the season. Back now to Tyler Landgrave, Readyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
Yep, they did give Dodson the escape, so it's 2-1. Dodson now tries to spin around behind Landgrave. He gets up to his feet, gets separation, and both wrestlers on the feet. 38 seconds to go here in the second period. Tyler Landgrave, Readyville, Blakesburg, Fremont out in front. 2-1 over Zane Dodson of Van Meter.
On the other mat now, we go to 126 pounds, and the first matchup will be Van Meter's Tyler Haynes against number 4-ranked Jalen Schropp of Williamsburg.
Langreib tries to do a nice little snap down there, and Dodson gets back up to his feet. Both wrestlers here trying to get hand control.
Schropp of Williamsburg, a state qualifier last season, did not place. Again, number 4 ranked. He's in on a quick single outside single leg shot. Great sprawl there by Haynes.
2 seconds left to go here in the second period. Tyler Langreib still out in front, 2-1. And we're going to go to the third period here. 2-1, Tyler Langreib leading. He's going to start the third period here in the down position. Trying to get a quick escape here.
There's 2 points on mat number 1 for Jalen Schropp of Williamsburg as he got the go behind there. 2-0, minute 29 to go, first period there. Third period action for Tyler Landgrave of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, brought to you by Eastern Iowa Tire, First Iowa State Bank, and Goff & Nash Napa Auto Parts. Travis Zapital, Jamie Brockman with you live from Knoxville High School, Class 2A, District 6 wrestling action on Thunder Country, KIIC.
Off the edge of the mat here for Langreib. He's still out in front 2-1, but he was real quick to get to his feet there.
Over on mat 1, looking for a PIN here for Williamsburg. He's got it pretty tight. Referee right there checking the shoulder blades. Hasn't given the pin yet. It is close. Not quite. Great job on the bottom there, keeping that shoulder barely off the mat by Tyler Haynes of Van Meter, and he's going to roll out of it, but 3 near fall for Jalen Schropp of Williamsburg, number 4 ranked, 126 pounds. He's out in front, 5-0, 40 seconds to go, first period.
Dodson cuts Langreib here with a minute 20 to go. Langreib now out in front, 3-1. As we're out of bounds and back to the center of the mat.
We heard Coach Little in our pre-match talk talking about the aggression he needed to see from his wrestlers today and how they're better than what they showed last week.
We're seeing that right now out of Tyler Langreib. He is being the aggressor in this match, and now he's in on a single-leg shot. Dodson does a nice job sprawl back. Now Langreib still back in it. Dodson trying to run an arm drag there, but Langreib now going to get behind him, going to get the 2 points,
job.
And he's got Dodson on his back here.
Yeah, quick takedown, had him on his back for a moment, not enough for a count. He does get the 2 takedown, though, 5-1. Landgrave leads it, under a minute to go, third period. Landgrave now in control on top. Can he ride him out for 50 seconds?
Yeah, 5-1. Tyler Langgrave out in front.
Still 5-0 over on mat 1. Another tilt here, and the count on for Schropp of Williamsburg. Another 3 near fall as he moves out in front now, 8-0 as the first period comes to an end.
Langreib's going to get warned for stalling here with 40 seconds left to go. He was kind of sitting back on the hips just trying to kill some time and got called for the stalling. Back underway here, 35 seconds to go. Langreib on top, 5-1. Riding Zane Dodson of Van Meter, riding tough here. He's trying to work ahead in the hole. Oh. Now he's just going to cut him and give Dodson the escape. 5-2 now, 25 seconds left to go. Wrestlers on the edge of the mat here.
And now they'll both, yeah, Landgrave was way out, about 5 feet out of bounds.
Yeah.
And he was waiting for the whistle to come back to the middle, and the referee said, nope, keep wrestling. Then they both went out. So back to the middle, neutral. 19 seconds left for Tyler Landgrave, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont fans. He leads it 5-2. Looking to punch his ticket to the semifinals.
He's going to get called for stalling there and give up a point. Now it's 5-3, 10 seconds left to go here.
Yeah, he's backing up.
Yep.
He's on his feet.
He's got to bring it. He's got to bring it forward. He's got to bring it forward here in the last 8 seconds.
8 seconds left. You know Dodson's going to shoot right at the whistle. He does. Good sprawl there by Landgrebe. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Rocket Nation, Tyler Landgrebe gets the win. 5-3. It goes to the semifinals. But who's he going to face? Aiden Reeves of Albia.
Be another.
They're no strangers to each other.
Another rematch of last week's sectional championship in Williamsburg.
Can't afford to give up stalling calls against Aiden Reeves, though.
Nope. Let's head it over to Pleasantville and get us a live update.
All right. Thanks a lot. Congratulations, Aiden Reeves. 45-0 on the year, and congratulations to Landgrebe. These two gentlemen just a few miles apart, and they're going to meet in the championship round here today. Talk about some exciting action over in Fairfield at the Class 2A District 4 matchup. Centerville takes five wrestlers in. So far, four advanced to the championship round. Tiger Terpstra just got a victory over his Iowa City Liberty opponent, 10-6. Congratulations, Tiger Terpstra, at weight class 145. And that makes one, two, three, four wrestlers from Centerville that are advancing to the final round. Also, I want to mention that at North Mahaska's Jarrett Stodgel. Jarrett, who had some injuries earlier in his career, wasn't able to wrestle, I believe, last year. He gets a major decision over his HLV of Victor opponent, 17-7. So Jarrett Stodgel, North Mahaska, the Warhawks. Stay tuned as we'll bring you his championship match coming up a little bit later from Pleasantville. Let's go back live to the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. And by the way, I'll mention that we're still looking and waiting for Centerville's Stephen Wardlow. Talking about Sinclair Tractor, I believe he works. I think his dad works for Sinclair Tractor. But Stephen Wardlow is the last wrestler for Centerville to go through the semifinals here. Let's see if we can get him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and punch him into the finals matchup here a little bit later over in Fairfield. Let's go back live to you guys in Knoxville.
All right, thank you, Joe. We're back in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth alongside Travis Zapital. I'm Jamie Brockman. I do have to correct myself. I've been saying into the semifinals. These are semifinals.
These are the semifinals.
So the winners are going to the finals. So
yes.
I apologize for the miscorrect statement there by myself a couple of times. So everybody that's won so far is into the finals.
Yeah, and we got a good match over here at 126 pounds. 45 seconds left to go in the first period is Alex Farmer, 24-6 senior from Grinnell, taking on Chase Shirk, the 27-9 senior from Prairie City Monroe. So two seniors going at it here at 126 pounds.
Meanwhile, Jalen Schropp of Williamsburg just got a tech fall. 20 seconds into the third period, 15-0. He wins over Tyler Haynes of Van Meter. So Schropp, number four ranked for Williamsburg, is into the finals at 126.
Right on the edge of the mat here, Farmer gets a nice little toss, throws Shirk and out of bounds. No points awarded. 0-0 back on our feet. 15 seconds to go here in the first period.
Going to 132 pounds now on mat number one.
We have Gabe Rupke.
That'll feature Sheraton's number five ranked wrestler, Gabe Rupke. He's been on the podium a couple of times at Wells Fargo. Oh, we might have a fall here over on mat number two. The time's going to run out.
Right at the end there, Alex Farmer tried to hit a Kelly maneuver, and Chase Shirk just caught him in that and put him right to his back for a five-point move. Feet to back, 5 points now for Chase Shirk out in front of Alex Farmer.
So Gabe Rupke of Sheraton, number five ranked, going against Williamsburg's Garrett Jensen at 132 pounds. Rupke, fourth last year at state, eighth in 2016, eighth in 2015. He's already got three medals, and he wants that number one medal next Saturday night.
Rupke gets a quick two-point takedown now, and he's got his opponent on his back. Going to get a three count.
Very strong wrestler for the Sheraton Chargers.
So it's going to be 5-0 now. Gabe Rupke out in front. A minute to go in the first period. 5-0 the score here over here.
And Rupke now working a tilt, getting some back points here. He leads it 5-0. He's getting three more near fall here with just under a minute to go in the first period. He's in control now, 8-0, Gabe Rupke of Sheraton. And this match is brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, providing Southern Iowa with affordable power through Touchstone Energy Cooperative, and by Sheraton Vision. They can help you catch issues with your eyes way before they become a problem. Don't wait till it's too late. Schedule an appointment today. at MyLocalVisionCenter.com. Sheraton Vision 8-0. Rupke is working until again. The count is on. More near fall points coming for Gabe Rupke.
Jay Shirk gets a 2-point reversal. Now he's out in front of Alex Farmer 7-0. Here on mat number one, 126 pounds.
Two near fall that time for Rupke. He leads it now 10-0 as they work their way out of bounds. 18 seconds to go in the first period. Sheraton's Gabe Rupke in control over Garrett Jansen of Williamsburg, 132 pounds.
He's sure showing his top able to score ability from the top here to start out that first period.
And again, from the top riding position, started to tilt, didn't quite have it locked in. And Jensen able to roll out of it.
25 seconds left to go over here to 126, still 7-0. Shirk, Prairie City Monroe out in front of Farmer from Grinnell.
Jensen got up to his feet there, almost an escape, but the first period comes to an end. 10-0, Gabe Rupke with three different counts for near falls in that first period, leads it 10-0 for the Sheraton Chargers as they go to the second period. And Jensen will be up. Rupke starts on the bottom here in the second period.
Second period expires. Their Prairie City Monroe and Grinnell match. Shirk, Chase Shirk of Prairie City Monroe out in front, 7-0 over Alex Farmer of Grinnell.
And Rupke up to his feet, gets the escape. One more point for Rupke. He's now up 11-0. Jensen in on a quick double leg attempt. Rupke fights that one off, no problem. 30 seconds into the third period, all Rupke of Sheraton. He leads it 11-0. Front headlock in, trying to get the go behind, and he does. 2-point reversal for Rupke. He leads it now 13-0, goes right back to work on top. Looking for that tilt again. There it is. Perfect. The count is on. This is going to be a tech fall for Gabe Rupke as he gets the near fall. 15-0, your final. Gabe Rupke wins by tech fall for Sheraton into the finals at 113 pounds.
132.
Very impressive.
Yeah, Farmer still trailing 7-0 now against Shirk of Prairie City. But now Farmer's in on a nice double leg. He's going to get the 2-point takedown, 7-2. Farmer trails Shirk of Prairie City Monroe. He's going to cut him. 8-2 your score here. Minute 15 to go in the third period. Farmer in on a shot. Shirk does a nice job. Sprawls back. Now has front head control. Spin around. Get the leg there. Got the ankle hooked of Farmer. Minute to go. This is a... really, really winding on that clock here as Farmer trails 8-2 from Grinnell.
126-pound semifinal, just under 1 minute to go in the third period. 8-2 is the score in favor of Farmer of Grinnell.
Shirk,
I'm sorry, from PCM. Excuse me. Sorry, Mustang fans.
138 pounds now underway. We got Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Alex Hanna, he's taking on Colby Toole of Prairie City Monroe at 138 pounds, just underway.
We'll switch our focus over to Hanna of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont here and keep you up to date on the 126-pound semifinal as well as they have 30 seconds to go in the third period. 20 seconds in, no score yet, still neutral. Alex Hanna survived last week in the semifinals. Got a runner-up finish in the sectionals. He's a three-time state qualifier, eighth place last year for Alex Hanna, trying to finish off his high school wrestling career in a big way on the medal stand next Saturday night. Front head control here by Hanna.
Needs to work those underhooks to his advantage here on the edge of the mat. And that's going to finish here at 126 pounds as Shirk of Prairie City Monroe is going to win 10-2 over Farmer of Grinnell. So it'll be Shirk and Shrop. It's 126-pound finals.
All right.
Still nothing. 50 seconds left to go here in the first period. 138-pound. EBF Rockets. Alex Hanna on the mat. Taking on Colby Toole of Prairie City Monroe, a 31-7 freshman. So a talented freshman in Colby Toole.
The other 132-pound semifinal now underway. It's Caden Lozano of Bondurant Farrar, sophomore, against senior Brady Fritz of South Tama County. And Brady Fritz was one of the wrestlers that we highlighted in our pre-match talk for the Trojans of South Tama.
Now Hanna works a nice Kelly, dumps Toole to his back, gets around behind here. Oh, but Toole does a nice job locking up that wizard. keeping Hannah from getting a two-point takedown. Off the edge of the mat, we're going to go. Wow, that was close, Jamie. I really thought Hannah had that two-point takedown.
Yeah,
there.
That was great, great reaction there to fight it off.
11 seconds left to go in the first period. 0-0 score.
Brady Fritz of South Tama, 132 pounds, 41-3, a senior, ranked fifth in the state, two-time place winner, 6-2016, 7-2017 at the state tournament. And he's ahead 2-0 with a minute to go in the opening period. 132-pound semifinal. Back to Alex Hanna at 138 for the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. No score as the first period comes to an end. Couple times there, Hannah was very close to scoring, couldn't get it done. Quickly, let's go to Joe Millard for an update on Pleasantville.
All right, thanks a lot. Congratulations, Aiden Reeves, Landgrebe, and Gabe Rupke out of Sheraton. And now let's add to that Centerville's Stephen Wardlow. He's the fifth Centerville wrestler to make it to the finals with a 9-4 win over his Keokuk opponent. Also, congratulations, Tyler Strasser. A 7-6 win over Nick Ives from Sigourney, Keota. It was a tough, tough, tight matchup. A one-point victory over Ives from Sigourney, Keota. Tyler Strasser, the son of the coach that got wrestling back started again in New Sharon. He advances along with his teammate, Jarrett Stodgel, to the finals for North Mahaska. We'll continue to keep you up to date. Also, real quick, Drake Harbison of Pekin with a victory 12-7 over his Linville Sully opponent. And finally, Nick Martin from Moravia is on the mat right now, weight class 145 here in Pleasantville, on top of his opponent 7-0 right now, his Pekin opponent Conger. So Nick Martin with a strong lead, 7-0 over his opponent from Pekin. This update brought to you by Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville. Wrestle hard and plant hard with farm hard rewards from Firestone. That's Eastern Iowa Tire on the highway there in Centerville. Back live to the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth.
All right, thank you, Joe. Back to Alex Hanna, 138, a minute 7 to go in the second period, and it is 1-0 in favor of Colby Toole of PCM. He got the escape there, started the second period. Hanna now trying to do something and reverse it here and get some points as he's got the front headlock or the underhooks in there and can't do much with it. Oh, now! Down to his back momentarily for Toole, but they go out of bounds. No points for Alex Hanna. 45 seconds to go, first period. This match brought to you by Quality Ag. Head out to Quality Ag Service for your pet food, agronomy, and feed needs. We've got a great team ready to provide you the very best in product, services, and support. Contact Quality Ag for all your ag-related needs. Win them all, Blue Demons.
Over here,
Southern Iowa Technologies.
138 pounds over here underway. Now we got Dylan Harberts from Sheraton. He's taking on Tanner Probasco from South Tama County. Probasco, 24-0 senior, and Harberts, 25-9 senior. So two very high quality wrestlers here on the mat.
There's a takedown or a reversal by Alex Hanna, I should say. Reversal, and he now leads it 2-1 and is in control, riding on the top. 10 seconds rather to go in the second period. Alex Hanna with the reversal leads it 2-1, and he will ride out the second period. Going third period, Alex Hanna leading 2-1 in the 138-pound semifinal over PCM's Colby Toole. Southern Iowa Technologies, proud sponsor of the KIIC text line for 10 years running now, and we'll be using that a lot next week, Thursday through Saturday, as we bring you live coverage of the 2018 State High School Wrestling Tournament right here on Thunder Country KIIC.
All time expires here in the first period, and Tanner Probasco just missed getting the takedown over Dylan Harberts. Dylan Harberts did a nice job of fighting that off, and we're going to start the second period here. Harberts is going to take the down position to start the second period.
Probasco, a two-time state qualifier, did not place in 2017, but he was fifth in 2016, 24-0 for South Tama, ranked fourth in the state. Meanwhile, back to Alex Hanna, still holding a 2-1 lead. He's on the bottom to start the third period. And we got a potentially dangerous call against Colby Toole that will stop the action. Back to the middle with Hanna down on the bottom. He leads it 2-1, a minute 33 to go in the third period. Can Alex Hanna hang on? Goes to the quick sit out, now stands, trying to break the hand control.
Oh, Probasco's got Dylan Harberts on his back here. Got the double chicken wing locked up. Harberts doing a good job bridging, but he's not going to get out of it. He's going to get pinned. Tanner Probasco gets the pin over Dylan Harberts from Sheraton.
So Probasco into the finals at 138 pounds. And here comes Joe Hollenrake of Knoxville at 145 pounds for all you Panther fans out there.
Minute 10 to go here in the 138 pounds. Alex Hanna out in front 2-1.
But he's being ridden very well by Colby Toole of PCM.
Now Hannah's on his back here. Kobe Toole has Hannah locked up here.
Hannah in big time trouble here on his back, and he's going to get pinned. Kobe Toole with the fall. A minute five into the third period. 5:05 fall time for Kobe Toole of PCM, and Alex Hannah is going to have to hope to get a wrestle back to go to Wells Fargo next week.
Yep, underway over here at 145 pounds. We've got Clayton Keller of Saydell taking on. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Logan Ingberston from North Polk taking on number five, Sage Walker from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
Fritz won that last match, right?
Yes.
Okay. So here we go, 145 pounds. Rocket fans, your sensational sophomore, Sage Walker on the mat. Knoxville fans, we've got Joe Hollenrake coming up at 152 pounds here in just a little bit. So stick around, Knoxville fans. The other 145-pound semifinal has Clayton Keller of Saydell and Colton Vest of South Tama County. Sage Walker.
Sage Walker gets a two-point takedown. Now he's out in front.
Placed eighth at state last year as a freshman. Ranked fifth in the state this year as a sophomore. 39-1 for the sophomore, Sage Walker.
Should be 2-0. They've got the scoreboard wrong here. It's just showing 4-3 in favor of Walker, but it should be 2-0 with a minute left to go here in the first period.
Good flurry here on the edge of the mat on mat one between Keller and Vest, Saydell and South Tama County.
Walker's got a butcher locked up here on Ingberson from North Polk. Gets a three count there for three more near fall points. It's going to be 5-0 your score. Sage Walker.
5-0 in favor of Walker. 30 seconds to go, first period. Great flurry of action between Keller and Vest over on mat one in the other 145-pound semifinal, but nobody scored yet. Both doing a great job of countering the other. And they are not backing down. They go right at each other again at the whistle after they went out of bounds. And I believe, looks like Vest may come out on top of this one. Not yet. No takedown yet. And, oh, great job there switching that around and getting the takedown by Keller of Saydell right on the edge of the mat. Wow, those two are going at it fast and furious.
28 seconds left to go here in the first period for Sage Walker. And North Polk wrestler going to get called for caution. And now Walker going to get called for a caution. So give a caution apiece to him. 28 seconds left to go.
Just a caution, no points awarded. Walker will be riding here. 28 seconds to go, first period. He leads it 5-0.
Walker has his opponent here, broken down, trying to work cross face. 15 seconds left to go, trying to bar the arm on the right side.
4-1 now. Keller of Saydell leads Vest of South Tama County in the other 45-pound semifinal. But Walker is really working the head and upper body here of Ingberson, which will wear him down quickly.
Yeah, Sage really just showed command there that whole first period, and allowing 3 points there for Ingberson, and I'm not for sure where those 3 points came from. But
well, the scoreboard still shows. I don't know if it's right. It was wrong earlier. I don't know if they got it corrected. Oh, beautiful, beautiful switch and reversal there at the whistle by Walker from the bottom position. Two more points for Sage. Scoreboard now shows 9-3.
9-3.
8 seconds into the second period. Walker is on a mission today. You can see it. There's another caution on.
He's going to get called for caution, and they're going to give a point to Ingberson. That's his third caution. So Sage Walker just needs to settle down here. He's in the second period. He's got a commanding lead.
Makes it 9-4. Walker in control.
On the whistle here. Ingberson tries to hit a switch. Walker does a nice job, follows him around. Now he's working that arm bar on the left side. Trying to lock up that side roll tilt, and he's got him tilted.
Yep. Count is on. Back points coming here for Sage Walker.
It's going to be a two near fall points. Now he's going to get the three.
They did give him three.
Yep, 12-4 now your score.
So
Sage
he's got a
Walker
major decision
out front
right now. Meanwhile, there's a pin over on mat number one as Kate Clayton Keller of St. L gets the fall.
Just pinned the number 7 ranked kid from South Tama County in Colton Vest. A little bit of an upset going on over there. 145 pounds.
Big upset. 3:37 the fall time there for Keller of St. L. Saints Walker in control 12-4 here with a minute 10 to go in the second period for all you Rocket fans out there. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see Walker high up on the medal stand next Saturday night.
Yeah, he's got a good season going here, 39-1 sophomore coming in here today, and really showing his ability to ride tough here on top here. 45 seconds left to go in the second period.
Any Knoxville fans out there? We've got Joe Hollenrake of Knoxville coming up here as soon as Walker and Ingebertson are done on mat number 2. Actually, I got it reversed. Mat number 1. Mat number 2 is the yellow mat, sorry. But nonetheless, Joe Hollenrake, Knoxville, coming up in just moments here as we're winding down the second period for Sage Walker of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, leading 12-4, 20 seconds to go, second period. Still in control on top is Sage Walker. He has dominated this match.
Now Walker's going to get warned for stalling here. Just kind of sitting back on the hips, not trying to advance. 15 seconds left to go here in the second period.
Okay, we're going to get you an update here on the 1A district action in Pleasantville coming up in about 13 seconds.
Thank you.
When the second period winds down, Sage Walker just got warned for stalling. Comes off the hips now to avoid another stall call, and he'll ride him out for the second period. He'll go to the third period with Sage Walker leading 12-4 in the 145-pound semifinal. Let's go to Joe Millage for an update from Pleasantville.
All right, this update brought to you by McGriff's of Fremont and McGriff's of New Sharon, and add Nick Martin to the bout final for his weight classes. Nick Martin from Moravia gets the pin over Conger of Pekin in 4:39. So Nick Martin will join Will Martin from Moravia as they both advance to the finals. And again, how about Centerville advancing all 5 wrestlers to the finals here in just a little bit? And let me see if I've got another quick update before we go back and get Sage's last period and Hollenrake from Knoxville. I don't think I do, but again, congratulations, Aiden Reeves, to Landgrebe, who Reeves will take on here shortly, to Gabe Rupke of Sheraton, and all the other wrestlers that we've been following. If you're just joining us, this is District Wrestling, and what we're looking for here to get to finals, to go to the state tournament at Wells Fargo Arena next week, is to be either the first or the second place wrestler out of each weight class. And so we're in the semifinals now. The finals will be coming up here momentarily, and so we want to make sure all of you fans from all across Southern Iowa stay tuned in, and the team will continue to update you. Knoxville fans, Hollenrake's coming up, but let's finish out with Sage Walker from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. He's up big right now. Let's head back to the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth in Knoxville in high fidelity.
All right, thank you, Joe. Alongside Travis Apidol, I'm Jamie Brockman. 14-5 now, Sage Walker leading it. 30 seconds to go in the third period. And
Ingebertson in on a deep single leg shot here. Walker doing a nice job of wizarding out of it, sprawling out of it. He sees how much time he's got left on the clock. He's going to try to just ride him out here. 14-5 is your score.
Maybe get a stalemate here, possibly. We'll see.
Oh, Walker's got a cradle locked up here, and he's going to get a 2-point takedown. 16-5.
Nice job of taking control there by Sage Walker.
10 seconds, lets him up. 16-6. Now Walker just dancing around the center of the mat here. And time's going to expire. 16-6, Sage Walker advances to the finals.
Wow, very impressive there for Sage Walker of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. If you're just tuning in, Alex Hanna of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont falls, got pinned in the semifinals, so he's going to have to hope for a wrestle back to get to his 4th state tournament appearance.
Yeah, and Isaac Judge, number 1 ranked at 152 pounds, gets the pin over Dylan Miners of North Polk. And so Judge is going to go to the finals, and he'll be taking on
the winner of this match,
Joe Hollenrake and Caleb Swallow.
All right, here we go, Knoxville fans. Joe Hollenrake of Knoxville, 34-5 as a senior. State qualifier a year ago, taking on Caleb Swallow of Van Meter, a very talented wrestler, sophomore, 40-4, ranked 8th in the state.
Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville out on the mat here now, and he's taking on number 2 ranked Wes Cummings of Prairie City Monroe, and Wes Cummings in on a quick double leg takedown out in front over Cody Ray Smith, 2-0 here to start the first period.
And a quick takedown by Van Meter's Caleb Swalla as well. He's up 2-0 on Joe Hollenrake. of Knoxville as our coverage here in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth from Knoxville. Class 2A District 6 Wrestling brought to you by Harold Trailer Sales, Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, Jody McCoy Hometown Realty, and Crazy Metal Art.
They must have waved that takedown off of Swallow from Van Meter. It's 0-0 there. Not sure. It must have happened right on the edge of the mat and waved it off. 0-0, Joe Hollenreich. Knoxville.
And at 160 pounds, Cody Ray Smith on the mat for Knoxville as well, taking on Wes Cummings of PCM. We'll pay close attention to that one as we've got two area wrestlers there, Knoxville and PCM going head-to-head. Wes Cummings, a very talented wrestler for the Mustangs, 44-2, ranked second in the state. Qualified in 2016 but did not place. He's up 2-0 here on Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville. And then on the other mat at 152 pounds, Joe Hollenreich of Knoxville, scoreless against Caleb Swalla of Van Meter.
Minute to go here in the first period. So we've got Hollenreich just had a nice little hit front headlock attempt there right on the edge of the mat. Went out of bounds, back on the center, and now Hollenreich's in on the single leg shot.
Cody Ray Smith in trouble on his back here. Wes Cummings looking for the fall. Cody Ray Smith, though, is going to reverse it. He's going to fight out of it and get the reversal. So there's three near fall and then two reversal there, I think. Or did they not give the two?
Nope.
They did not give the two, and it was just a two near fall. So it's 4-0. 4-0 in favor of Cummings.
Joe Hollenreich here almost had the takedown, but they waved it off. Now it's still 0-0.
I thought for sure that was two reversal there for Cody Ray Smith. Didn't quite have it secured, though. And he'll trail five. They did give three near fall there to Cummings, so it's 5-0 Cummings over Cody Ray Smith. 30 seconds to go first period. Still yep. Scoreless with Joe Hollenreich.
25 seconds to go in the first period here for Joe Hollenreich. 0-0. Taking on Caleb Swalla, 40-4 sophomore from Van Meter. Now Hollenreich in on a nice single leg shot, trying to come up with it.
Oh, he does. Yeah. Lifts him up off the mat, but he can't return him. Now he lifts him up again and does get the two. Nice job there staying with that by Joe Hollenreich right on the edge of the mat with 5 seconds to go. Gets the takedown. 5 seconds to go first period. And he's taking on the number 8 ranked wrestler in the state.
Yeah, Caleb Swalla, number 8. Yep. Joe Hollenreich out in front, 2-0. 5 seconds left to go here in the first period.
Meanwhile, the 160-pound semifinal, we go to the second period. Wes Cummings of PCM leads 5-0 over Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville.
Winner of this match here between Joe Hollenreich and Caleb Swalla is going to face number 1 Isaac Judge from South Tama County.
Welcome to the finals, huh?
Now on the whistle, Swalla in on a nice quick switch here, out of time. Hollenreich's going to maintain control and going to keep his lead 2-0 going into the second period.
Cody Ray Smith working a wizard here, looking for an escape. They are right on the edge of the mat. 2 points takedown, though, for Wes Cummings. 7-0 now. Cummings in control.
Hollenreich going to start the second period in the top position. Swalla up quick to his feet here off the edge of the mat, out of bounds. Going to go back to the center and reset with Hollenreich still covering.
Following both mats simultaneously here in Knoxville, Travis Zapital and myself, Jamie Brockman, on Thunder Country KIIC. Thanks for joining us today in high fidelity from Knoxville High School.
Swalla tries to hit a quick switch here. Hollenreich does a nice job of sliding around, but he's going to get called for a locking hands violation. It's going to be 1 point for Swalla.
Might be a break, though, because Swalla had the reversal in process. Would have been 2 points.
And then he's going to get called for grabbing the jersey. Hollenreich is. So it's going to be a 2-2 score now.
Oh, boy. Another controversial grabbing the singlet call like we saw last week in Williamsburg.
Yep. It's going to be 2-2 is going to be your score. Hollenreich got called for 2 technical points there, locking hands and grabbing the singlet. Got some controversy going on. 7-0 your score, though. Wes Cummings out in front of Cody Ray Smith right now with 55 seconds left to go here in the second period.
Cummings has been in control of that the whole way through so far against Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville. We've got two Panthers on the mat at the same time here at Knoxville High School. Panther fans are going nuts, watching two of their own. Here's Cummings now looking to get some near fall points.
Hollenreich's going to cut Swalla here. It's 3-2. Caleb Swalla out in front of Joe Hollenreich with minute 42 here to go in the second period.
Cody Ray Smith rolls out of that, does not give up any near fall, and now we've got a stall call on
Cummings.
Cummings.
Minute 30 to go here, second period. Joe Hollenrake on his feet, trails 3-2. Caleb Swallow of Van Meter. Swallow drops down, in on a single leg shot, out of bounds we go. Back to neutral position, center of the mat.
Swallow ranked 8th in the state for Van Meter. Unranked is Hollenrake, but he is 34-5 on the season and a state qualifier a year ago. 10 seconds to go, winding down second period. On mat number 2, Wes Cummings with 3 near fall leads it now 10-0 over Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville as the second period comes to an end over there. And he was working another near fall there right as the time ran out on the second period. 10-0, Wes Cummings of PCM in control in the 160-pound semifinal.
Just under a minute to go now here in second period. Joe Hollenrake still trails 3-2 over Caleb Swallow of Van Meter. Hollenrake in on a 2-on-1 on the right side here, trying to gain some hand control. Swallow gets separation.
Coverage today brought to you by Pepsi and Mahaska Bottling Company, also by McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon, Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, and Morton Buildings. As we're coming to you live in high fidelity on Thunder Country from Knoxville High School, Class 2A, District 6. Wrestlers trying to punch their tickets to Wells Fargo Arena next week at the State Wrestling Tournament, Class 2A. Cody Ray Smith on his back right now. A minute 50 to go, third period. A little flurry of action there. And Cummings catches Cody Ray Smith on his back. 3 near fall coming, and that's going to be a tech fall now. Tech fall as the match ends. 23 seconds into the third period. Into the finals for Wes Cummings of PCM at 160 pounds.
Still 3-2 your score. 5 seconds left to go here in the second period. Joe Hollenrake trails Caleb Swallow to 152 pounds. Second period is going to come to a close now.
Going to 170 pounds now on mat number 2. And PCM's Lucas Rowland, 41-1 on the year as a junior. Ranked 2nd in the state. You know, he has never lost in a sectional or district. He's been champion all the way through for Lucas Rowland. He's a junior. And he goes to work quick with a takedown. Finishes it on the edge of the mat. Keeps the toes in. Gets the 2, just 8 seconds into the match. Lucas Rowland out quick to a 2-0 lead.
Hollenrake
no,
starts.
No, takedown. They say no takedown.
Yeah, he let him, he just called
it
neutral. Yep, yep. Hollenrake starts third period here in the down position, and Caleb Swallow got the leg right in here, and Hollenrake needs to brush that leg off, work up to his base here.
Nice outside single there by Rowland, switches to a double leg and completes the takedown. He leads it 4-1, only 20 seconds into the match. Lucas Rowland on a mission here in this first period as they work their way out of bounds. Caleb, Rowland of PCM leads it 4-1.
Caleb Swallow trying to lock up a spladle here, but Hollenrake stands up out of it.
Another single leg outside, single leg takedown there for Rowland of PCM, and he leads it now 6-2. Over Tucker Stanerson of Williamsburg, 26-13, a senior. But Lucas Rowland well in control, 41-1, a junior. Very strong wrestler for the PCM Mustangs. Back to mat number 1, 45 seconds to go in the match. A tight one, 3-2. Joe Hollenrake of Knoxville trails it 3-2.
Hollenrake trying to get up to his feet here.
Over Caleb Swalla, number 8 ranked wrestler from Van Meter. 30 seconds remain in the match. Hollenrake trying to build a base and get out here and get the one to tie it up, or maybe turn it into a 2-point reversal. 15 seconds and counting to go in the third period. Swalla has a good control on the hips. And they're going to call stalemate with 5 seconds to go. 5 seconds to go. Stalemate called. Hollenrake starts in the bottom position, trailing 3-2. 5 seconds to go. He's got to go at the whistle and do something quick.
Needs to get out of there.
And he's not going to be able to do it as Swalla breaks him down at the whistle. So Swalla, Caleb Swalla, Van Meter, advances to the finals at 152 pounds with a 3-2 win over Joe Hollenrake of Knoxville. So Hollenrake will still have a chance at a wrestleback. And let's send it real quick to Joe Millage for an update on 1A action in Pleasantville.
All right, this update brought to you by GP Insurance. Who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when the bad stuff happens. Call or stop in to GP Insurance. You know, we haven't talked about Pekin much, but they are currently in second place over here at Class 1A District 4 in Pleasantville. And they've got three wrestlers on to the finals. Keaton Bay with his victory over Linville Sully. Also, Harbison and his victory over a Linville Sully opponent. And then Hams, I believe it's Hams or Hamas, over his Southeast Warren Melcher Dallas opponent. Now, Searin was pinned, and Conger lost to Martin of Moravia. So Pekin sending three wrestlers on, and that's why, again, they're in second place in team points. Moravia currently in first place. And, again, congratulations to Moravia's Nick Martin and Will Martin. They'll advance to the finals. All of five Centerville wrestlers advance over in Fairfield at that Class 2A district that we're keeping an eye on. And again, congratulations if you're just tuning in Monroe County. Aiden Reeves moves to 45-0, and he'll wrestle his arch rival Landgreave from Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont in the finals coming up in just a little bit. Congratulations, Gabe Rupke as well over in Sheraton advancing on. We'll continue to update you. First and second place winners out of today's district move on to the state finals next week at Wells Fargo Arena. And so we are in the semifinal rounds right now. Finals are coming up in a little bit. Let's go back to the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth live in High Fidelity in Knoxville. Here's Jamie and T-Zap.
All right. Thank you very much, J-Mill. Well, 170-pound semifinal just came to an end, and it's all Lucas Rowland of PCM. He wins 20-4. Tech Falls, 20-4 win for Lucas Rowland of PCM over Tucker Sanderson of Williamsburg. Folks, that is domination by the junior from PCM, Lucas Rowland. Back to 160-pound semifinals. It's Sully Hartsook of North Polk and Kevin Malloy of Williamsburg. And with 1:06 to go in the first period, it is 2-1. North Polk's Hartsook with the lead over Kevin Malloy. And we've got a little discussion going on right now between official and coach. 1:06 to go in that first period. The other 170-pound semifinal now underway. Van Meten's Caleb Button against Knoxville's Kobe Meyer. This match brought to you by Motor Inn of Knoxville. Also by Penn Central Mall, People State Bank, and Quality Ag. So, Kobe Meyer of Knoxville, 36-8 on the year, a junior. Against a senior, 30-10, Caleb Button of Van Meter. Oh, nice. Nice takedown there by Van Meter's Button. And he leads it 2-0, 30 seconds into the opening period. Meanwhile, Williamsburg looking to come back, and he does. He gets the two. In the 160-pound semifinal, Kevin Malloy takes the lead 3-2 with under 1 minute to go first period. Nice reversal there by Malloy. We'll watch the Knoxville wrestler at 170 pounds here, Kobe Meyer.
Yeah, Kobe Meyer needs to work up here or find himself on the edge of the mat here, get off the edge of the mat. He's kind of in a tilt combination. Button from Van Meter has Kobe Meyer in trouble here on the edge of the mat. 2-0 your score, though.
Comes off to the side. Now he gets back hip control, works the leg in. Button doing a great job here, riding Kobe Meyer right on the edge of the mat. Meyer still holding his base, but can't do much more than that. And they're going to fly out of bounds. 2-0. Button of Van Meter leads Meyer of Knoxville. 30 seconds to go, first period.
Kobe Meyer done a nice job of fighting to stay off of getting past parallel there and giving up any near-fall points to Button of Van Meter.
Meanwhile, there was a reversal by Hartsook of North Polk. He leads it now 5-3 over Kevin Malloy. Actually, it was a escape and takedown, excuse me. Escape, then takedown. So Hartsook of North Polk leads it now 5-2 at the end of the first period.
12 seconds left to go here for Kobe Meyer.
And he is still in trouble as he's being ridden very hard by Button of Van Meter.
Button a little high here. If Meyer can just work out the back door.
Yeah, he's going to run out of time, though. First period comes to an end. Yep. Close. Couldn't quite get that head out.
2 more seconds and he would have got the escape there.
So we'll go to the second period at 170 pounds. Caleb Button of Van Meter leads Knoxville's Kobe Meyer. 2-0, and they're going to start neutral in this second period.
Still have some controversy down here on the North Polk and Williamsburg match.
Yeah, both coaches are over at the scorer's table, and the official discussing it, and they had adjusted the score. It was 5-3. Then they went to 4-3. Now they go back to 5-2 in favor of North Polk. Still discussing is the Williamsburg coach.
Back over on bat number two, Colby Meyer. Trails 2-0. Minute 30 to go here in the second period.
Started neutral in the second period. Still neutral. Locked up. Edge of the mat.
Working on the edge here. Colby Meyer working that two-on-one hand control on the right side. Trying to work an angle.
Williamsburg
off
coach,
the edge of the mat we go.
Williamsburg coach still in a heated discussion with the official on the scoring. Scoreboard right now shows 5-2 in favor of North Polk as they are going to enter the second period. Hartsook of North Polk. And it looks like the score, I think, is going to stay 5-2 in favor of Hartsook. But, well, now they're going back to the scorer's table again.
Yep, under a minute left to go here in the second period for Colby Meyer. He still trails 2-0 over with Caleb Button of Van Meter. Now Button in on a single-leg shot here. Meyer does a nice job sprawling back. Now he's got the underhooks in on the edge of the mat. And we're going to get called for a point. The Van Meter, Caleb Button, is going to get a technical point awarded to him for illegal procedure by Meyer.
They're still discussing things over here on mat number one as we await the second period. So this Knoxville action for Colby Meyer brought to you by Motor Inn of Knoxville. They'd love to help you find a new or used vehicle. They also service vehicles, have parts, and do body work. To see 5 Motor Inn new and used inventories, go to MotorInnAutoGroup.com or stop in the Knoxville location right on Highway 14 today. Motor Inn cannot wait to work for you. Colby Meyer of Knoxville trailing 3-0 as they go out of bounds, 12 seconds to go in the second period.
Yeah, Meyer trails near 3-0. He needs to hit a real quick double leg here on the restart. 10 seconds left to go, second period.
Now both coaches back over to the scorer's table, and the discussion continues on mat one on a scoring dispute. It shows 5-2, Sully Hartsook of North Polk leading Williamsburg's Cabin Malloy. This has been a heated, long discussion as we await the second period.
Yep. We may see Williamsburg versus North Polk here. Head coaches going at it here in a minute. 3-0. Colby Meyer, Knoxville Trails, starts third period in the down position.
He's got to look for a quick escape or reversal here at the whistle. Instead, Button gets the legs in right away at the whistle.
He's a little bit high here. Meyer just now, if he just stand up, he could peel him off right there.
If he can come out the backside, he has a shot. As Travis mentioned, Button is up high on the body here. Meyer
tries to hit a little modified Granby there, and Button does a nice job. Now he's got the legs hooked in and got Colby Meyer broke down flat on the mat. Going to get called for stall here as Button is from Van Meter.
Yep, stalling on Button. So we'll break the action, come back to the center circle.
Minute 27 to go.
Meyer still in the down position. He trails it 3-0 for the Knoxville Panthers. Still discussing coaches and officials on mat number one. This has got to be one of the longest discussions I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the discussion was. I wasn't paying much attention to the match to get an idea what the call was made that they're discussing. But now Button's going to get called for stalling here again. Going to give Colby Meyer a point. It's 3-1. Minute 9 to go here in the third period.
Two quick stalling calls on Button.
Meyer,
3-1. Meyer
gets a
tries
quick
to sit.
Switch.
Just cannot escape that right of Button. Button has been up high, but Meyer can't take advantage here as it's a strong ride by Button of Van Meter. Now we've got a potentially dangerous call. It'll stop the action with 53 seconds to go in the match.
I like that quick sit-out switch so that Meyer tried to hit there on the whistle. Let's see if he can do it again here, Jamie.
3-1. Colby Meyer of Knoxville trailing it. And there's a caution. Let's go to Joe Millage real quick for an update on 1A action in Pleasantville.
Well, it is Pleasantville's home court advantage, if you will, and even man at weight class 195 has a 9-1 lead over Mason Jewell of Pekin. Also on the mat number two, it's Pleasantville's Daniel Kenyon with an He's trailing his opponent, Garrett Sims, from Iowa Valley, now 8-0. And again, that match we're looking forward to is coming up probably later today. It's going to be Caleb Reeves and Chaz Clark. So we'll keep it keep you up to date on that. They will not go at each other here in the semifinals, but likely in the finals. We'll continue to update you here as we get close to weight class 220 a little bit later. Well, let's go back live to you in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth.
All right, thank you, Joe. We're live in Knoxville, Class 2A District 6 action, watching 170-pounder for Knoxville, Kobe Meyer, and three now stalling calls on Caleb Button of Van Meter. He just got nailed again. He's given 2 points to Kobe Meyer of Knoxville, and he's right in this one, Travis, with 32 seconds to go in the match. He's now trailing 3-2 on the bottom position.
He's coming out the back there. He needs to let go of that leg and Button come up on the head.
Button is riding high again. Kobe Meyer. And he's going to get it. Kobe Meyer. Kobe Meyer gets the reversal. Takes the lead 4-3 as they go out of bounds with 12 seconds to go. Wow. Kobe Meyer now leading 4-3.